Didn't mean to scare you, bro. What you doing? Yeah, you're right. It does mean I want something. Don't worry. I'm not asking to play on your console or asking to borrow money or anything like that. I genuinely just need your opinion on things. No. Not political or about home decor. It's about me, actually. Well, because of the coronavirus, I can't go out to see my best friends, and they can't even see the accessories I just bought for my outfits. So I was wondering if I could have your input, you know? Just to see how, from a male's point of view, what they think of my outfits. No, I can't video call them doing that. It's not the same as in real life. The quality on FaceTime isn't even that good, and I can't get a good angle for my phone to stay up for more than 2 seconds without falling down, so. What do you think? Well, you don't have to answer because there really is no answer to this, so I don't know why I'm even trying to give you a choice anyway. You're literally doing nothing as well, so at least I could entertain you for a little bit, I guess. Okay, so I'm going to do a little try-on haul, and you don't even need to be an expert judge on this. All you have to do is just tell me if it looks nice, fits me well, or if I should straight up get a refund. I know you aren't into any of this stuff, but I do truly trust your judgment. And look, it isn't even a big bag of clothes I brought, so I won't be long. Just trying on some new thigh highs and booty shorts. Hey, you can't forbid me from booty shorts. I'm an adult now. Stop trying to protect me. I wear these for fun and comfort, okay? No big deal. Now, when I say judge, I didn't mean in that way, brother. Anyway, so first I have these white thigh highs with stripes at the top and these tight pink booty shorts. So let me put them on right now for you. What? Why are you telling me to get out? I literally have underwear on. I've been in a bikini outside plenty of times. There is no difference. Also, it will be even quicker for you instead of me having to walk down the hall to get changed and come back. So let me put it on. Now let's put my socks on. I got really good balance. Watch this. That was quick and easy. What do you think? Good? Is that all you can say? Well, I was always self-conscious with my thighs. I don't want to look like a noodle too much, you know? But these thigh highs give me some thickness to them. What do you think? Oh, you agree. Nice, so it is true. I've always been thick, have I? Must it just be my brain then? I'll be keeping these definitely. Now, next one. Same again with these new black booty shorts, so let me get those on for you. Okay, my thigh highs. So, what do you think about these ones? Well, looking in the mirror right now, I personally think that it gives my ass a nice lift. Don't you think these shorts make my ass look great too, brother? Hello, brother. Are you listening to what I was saying? Why are you zoning out on me like that? I said, what do you think of this combo? Do you notice the difference with my ass? Does it look more nice because of the nice lift these shirts give me on my booty? You're just saying it looks good just to get me out your room as soon as possible to go back to doing nothing, aren't you? You're being honest. Are you sure? I know what you can be like sometimes. You aren't interested in what a girl wants to purchase, and that's okay. I don't expect much from dudes nowadays anyway. Fine. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt and believe your judgment then. I'll just keep this on then. I'll keep this nice little outfit on around the house until I'm able to show the whole city this outfit. I love it so much. It's so cute and makes me feel so confident. Brother, as I said, I'm an adult. You don't get to decide what I can and can't wear when I'm outside. And why does it bother you so much if old men are staring at my thick ass? I don't care. They aren't getting a piece of me. They can drool and whistle all they want. They're just sad. I know. Come here. Oh, come here, bro, for a hug. Oh. There we go. There is nowhere to sit in your room. Can I sit on your lap like we used to when we were younger? Okay. There we go. Look at me, brother. I know you want to act as my big savior and still want to keep looking out for me, but I'm not your little sister anymore, okay? I'm a legal adult, and I can wear and do whatever I want. I appreciate it. It's nice to know I have a family that care about me, but you don't need to stress yourself out about me anymore, okay? I know how to keep myself safe. Now give me your forehead. Come on, cheer up. Don't make me tickle you. Oh, I saw a smile, finally. Now, are you sure you're okay? Feel more relaxed. Okay, nice. I'm going to leave you to go back to whatever you were doing. Oh, wait, sorry, have I been sitting on your phone? Oh, your phone is on the desk. What is it that I'm sitting on then? No, it's not that. I know what it is, but I just can't believe this. Do you seriously have an erection right now, brother? Oh my god. Okay, I'm trying to stay calm right now and just breathe in. So, did you get it because I'm sitting on your lap right now? Well, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure I saw something hard down there while I was trying those clothes on for you to see, but I didn't want to believe that it was your cock. I just can't believe you have a for your little sister. I hope you're ashamed with yourself right now. You didn't even try to hide it, huh? My brother, it's hard for me. sentences I never thought I'd be saying out loud. Well, here I am. But as much of a disgusting pig you are right now for this, it does tell me that I look good in these outfits that even my own big brother can't even handle me. Actually, I almost feel sorry for you. Almost. Are you really that starved from attention from girls that it takes your little sister to come along to get you harder than a rock so easily? What a freak you are, aren't you? I guess you wouldn't mind a little grinding now, do you? How is this for your cock, huh? I thought this is just what you wanted. Maybe, just maybe, if you beg hard enough, I could let you grind against my ass like a butt job. Would you like that, little bro? Would you like me to sandwich that throbbing cock between my thick ass cheeks, huh? Do you? I can't hear you. If you really want it, you better beg harder. Oh my god. You actually are fucking begging right now. Well, I'm sorry to say that despite all of your begging, I can't let you do that. We're brother and sister after all. Instead, you're going to be fully clothed while I bounce on your crotch. Let me straddle you. Oh, there we go. Now watch carefully. Up and down. Up and down. Oh, you feel that pressure. You feel the chair shake as I'm bouncing up and down on your straining dick. I bet you wish you could shove your rock hard cock up my pussy, don't you? Oh, I bet you wish there wasn't this. most private parts. But that's forbidden for you, brother. Poor you. Hey, no touching. Put your hands on me and you're on the street. You hear?
That's right. You can only sit there while I tease you.
Looks like my time is up with my little fun with you. Whoa. You're bursting, aren't you?
Well, that will teach you a lesson, bro. To not do anything disgusting like that to your innocent little sister. Now, I think you should be doing my chores today, to be honest, to get over the trauma of you having interesting thoughts of your sister. And I think it would also be your interest to do my chores if you don't want anyone to find out about this, huh? What a good brother you are. You better get started then. What are you waiting for? Mom and Dad's gonna be home soon.